folks on the picket line. Hold on, don't stop till you change their mind. Hey, and I got love for my folks. Hold on, baptized when the levee.
This is Mark Steiner. Of course, that was Erykah Badu and her song Soldier. And she was born on this day in 1971, as we look into our day in history. And, of course, yesterday we lost somebody who was making huge changes as mayor of Jackson, Mississippi. Chakwe Lumumba died suddenly. Nobody expected that. And we'll talk more about Chakwe Lumumba later in this program, remembering his work, talk about his legacy and what he meant. That's coming up a little bit later, but that unfortunately happened on this day in history, yesterday's day in history. But on this day in history, as we look to where the world is going, one of the things that I've always been struck by is this one religion that has always been a religion of peace, that has put together, that came out of the Islamic world, that put together pieces of religions from every other religion on the planet, and saw everyone as equal, men and women, every race. That the prophets were all prophets of some deep holiness and spirituality. So this is the first day of Ayam Iha from the Baha'i faith. They're a fascinating religion. We'll link some of this stuff on our website. This is also Savior's Day for the Nation of Islam. On this day, the right to vote was ratified in 1869, the 15th Amendment. We talked about Cassius Clay yesterday, Muhammad Ali, but it was yesterday he announced he was a member of the Nation of Islam after he beat Sonny Liston. On this day, he said, "I believe in the religion of Islam. I believe in Allah and in peace. I'm not a Christian anymore." And some point very soon we're going to be bringing some of these live pieces by Muhammad Ali to the airways, some very funny things that he's done in the past and poignant things we'll be sharing. On this day in 1980, Egypt and Israel established full diplomatic relations. And as we hear later in the program, this is a day for Thriller. And I don't mean the Thriller in Manila. I mean Michael Jackson's Thriller in 1985. And showing also how kind of government, when things happen, don't always get prosecuted or pushed for the things they do. On this day in 1987, the Tower Commission rebuked President Ronald Reagan for not controlling his national security staff. For what? The Iran-Contra affair. I don't know if any of you remember that. For those of you who don't, the Iran-Contra affair was a moment in our history when people used money that they took from Iran and selling arms back and forth to negotiate to get the release of hostages, and then gave those guns to the Contras, who were fighting the government of Nicaragua and also deeply involved in the drug trade. But all they got was a slap on the wrist. On this day, in 1993, the first World Trade Center bombing took place, and 6 people were killed. 100 people were injured very seriously, and 4 people were sentenced to life in prison. It was a horrendous explosion that took place. This was the first of the World Trade Center explosions. Interesting, in 2009, there was always a battle in this country during the Iraq War and Afghan War over the government refusing to allow the media to film the caskets coming back from the war. On this day, they rescinded that with a caveat that if a family said it was okay, they could shoot them. But one of the things that was different about this war, like in Vietnam, this is the reason they did this, was the Vietnam War. During Vietnam, caskets were shown all the time. Soldiers were on the ground with live cameramen all the time. People saw war in their living room every day. They saw the dead coming through every day. And it changed the conscience of America about war. And they didn't want to do that as they were pushing these wars. On this day in history, two of the things that we use the most in America have an anniversary today. Something you wear on your body and something that many of you put in your mouth every morning. What is that? Well, on this day, who was born on this day in 1829 was Levi Strauss, and the man who created jeans. And on this day was born John Harvey Kellogg, who was a surgeon, but he was also the man who brought us cornflakes. So as you put on your jeans and eat your cornflakes, that's what you're celebrating today. This day, one of the funniest men ever, one of our brilliant comedians, Jackie Gleason, was born on this day in 1916. And we'll hear more of his music coming up in a second. In 1928, one of my favorites of all time, Blueberry Hill, Fats Domino, born on this day in 1928. As was Ariel Sharon, who was born on this day, and who else do we have? Oh, the great country western singer Johnny Cash, born on this day as well. As we said earlier, Erykah Badu. And on this day, died a number of people. And let me just talk about one in very particular, and then we'll move on to our conversations. On this day, a man named Wyatt Outlaw was lynched in 1870. Now, why is this important? There are many lynchings. But he was leader of something called the Union League. And after the Civil War, which he fought in North Carolina, he was from North Carolina, he kept fighting for the rights of freed African Americans, became an elected official after serving the 2nd Regiment of the U.S. Colored Cavalry in 1864 to 1866, highly decorated. He became a sheriff in his county. And the Ku Klux Klan, a thing called the Constitutional Union Guard, the White Brotherhood, rose up to combat the Republicans and him. And when he was named sheriff, they said they're not going to have that. They're not going to allow this town to be run by people who are black. And they had a raid through the town. He fought back, pushed them back. Not long after, a crowd came bursting in his house, drug him out, hung him, and said, "Beware, ye guilty, both black and white," to try to seize power away from the new democracy. But he was a great hero to many people back in that period. And we remember him now, Wyatt Outlaw, who was lynched on this day in 1870. And, of course, on this day, we lost Trayvon Martin in 2012. And we will talk more about that on this program today as well. So that was this day in history, February the 26th. And, of course, see our full list of what happened on this day in history, including important things we didn't have time to talk about, more facts around this day in history. Please go to our website, steinershow.org. It'll all be right there. We're going to come right back, and when we do come back from this brief break, we're going to talk about the moves in our community now around prisoner reentry, post-incarceration. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You wired me awake and hit me with a hand of broken nail. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run.